Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissension between living beings are due to social intercourse. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Kunti Devi knew that Krishna was neither her nephew nor an ordinary family member of her personal house. She knew perfectly well that Krishna is the primeval Lord who lives in everyone's heart as the super soul Paramatma. Another name of the Paramatma feature of the Lord is Kala, or eternal time. Eternal time is the witness of all our actions, good and bad, and thus resultant reactions are destined by Him. It is no use saying that we don't know why and for what we are suffering. I repeat, it is no use saying that we don't know why and for what we are suffering. We may forget the misdeed for which we may have, we may forget the misdeed for which we may suffer at this present moment, but we must remember that Paramatma is our constant companion, and therefore He knows everything, past, present, and future. And because the Paramatma feature of the Lord Krishna destines all actions and reactions, He is the supreme controller also. Without His sanction, not a blade of grass can move. The living beings are given as much freedom as they deserve, and misuse of that freedom is the cause of suffering. I repeat, misuse of that freedom is the cause of suffering. The devotees of the Lord do not misuse their freedom, and therefore they are the good sons of the Lord. Others who misuse freedom are put into miseries destined by the eternal Kala. The Kala offers the conditioned souls both happiness and miseries. It is all predestined by eternal time. As we have miseries uncalled for, so we may have happiness also without being asked. For they are all predestined by Kala. No one is therefore either an enemy or friend of the Lord. Everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. I repeat, everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. This destiny is made by the living beings in course of social intercourse. Everyone here wants to lord it over the material nature, and thus everyone creates his own destiny under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. He is all-pervading, and therefore He can see everyone's activities. And because the Lord has no beginning or end, He is known also as the eternal time Kala. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to say something. Although all of you are my Siksha Gurus and I'm not qualified to speak in front of you, but I hope after listening to this you will give corrections, feedback, so that I can improve my devotional service. And it is first time I'm speaking like this in a temple. Outside I used to talk, and every time I talk, it is very discouraging. People are looking like that, and here, and as sometimes watching the clock. But devotees, they listen with rapt attention, and that's very encouraging, and it is very empowering. Last week, Sutapa Prabhu talked about empowerment, how one can get empowered. And so it's very empowering and very purifying to speak in front of devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, I'll begin with a quote. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, trying to discuss scriptures driven by a desire for material enjoyment or liberation is like trying to bring scripture under control. But the scripture is directly Krishna, an incarnation of Krishna. So I pray that I may be able to talk with that mood and attitude in some point of lifetimes, no matter how many lifetimes after that it could be. Reading the translation again, my Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller, without beginning and end, an all-pervading one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissension between living beings are due to social intercourse. I was listening to Srila Prabhupada's two lectures on this text. It was given in Los Angeles and in Mayapur. There Srila Prabhupada said Queen Kunti is authority. And I was thinking, how an authority is like. Then based on my understanding, the authority is they are representative of Krishna, pure devotees of Krishna, and they can inspire us, they can guide us. If we follow their instructions, we can get closer to Krishna, and they can empower us as well. And talking about authority, I just would like to present one example, how the authority are like. by citing a pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. Pastimes or one of his, pastimes I may call. ISKCON was founded in 1966 and the name obviously International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Some people approached Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, if you say Krishna Consciousness, nobody in the West will understand. So let's call it International Society for God Consciousness. Prabhupada says, no, the word God is vague. So the word Krishna is scientific, exact. So if the Westerners do not know the meaning of Krishna, do not know who Krishna is, it is our pleasure and opportunity to make them understand. So that is the vision, Srila Prabhupada. How wonderful that is. Now, he proved it. He believed in Krishna and he proved it. And then Prabhupada said, we have ISKCON that time was only a center in one corner of big New York City, 26 Second Avenue. And Prabhupada named international. And Prabhupada said, we have devotees, we have books, only time, we have temples, only time is separating us. So Prabhupada knew everything. So I'm going to move on to today's verse. In this verse, Prabhupada, once again, Prabhupada said, Queen Kunti is an authority. Before that, Queen Kunti offers her prayer, and they are recorded from text 18, and they go up to text 43 of this chapter 8, canto 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after the prayers, Srila Sukadev Goswami comments that Queen Kunti's prayers are composed of chosen words, kalapadahi. Kalapadahi means chosen words. So they are excellent prayers. And I kind of tried to break down the verse, and I made up 5 points. They are as follows. Supreme Controller Queen Kunti says, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Controller in the form of time. Kalam Ishanam, Manne Tvam Kalam Ishanam. So, Supreme Controller in the form of time. When talking about time, reminds me, keep checking the time. Without beginning and end. Point number two, Krishna is without beginning and end. Anadi Nidhanam. Queen Kunti Maharani says, Krishna is all pervasive one, Bivum. Number four, the Lord equally distributes his mercy. Samam Charantam. Sama means equal. Samam Charantam. He equally distributes his mercy. Is he equal or does he discriminate? This is answered in the beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada. The dissension between the living beings are due to social intercourse. Bhutanam yan mithaha kali. So I'll try my best to touch base on each of these points, time permitting. And then, at the end, I would like to conclude by reading out a pastimes. It is one of my most favorite pastimes. And that is also tells about how inconceivable are Krishna's pastimes. So I will read a short, very short story, read out short story, time permitting, at the end, because we like to conclude with, when we take prasadam, we want to finish off with something sweet, rice pudding or some sweet. So we will have that nectar. Hope time will allow. So in thus to make that I might escape something, although based on my limited knowledge, I didn't prepare very well. So on April 20th, 1973, Prabhupada was lecturing from the same text in Los Angeles, and I have made a few points from there. Prabhupada says, Krishna is eternal time, and everything is going on within the time. How would anyone... Our calculation of time as past, present, and future is relative. So to understand it, I just thought about an example. When we have prasadam, if I'm hungry, I will say I'm only small size in body. I will say I eat so much. And a devotee running 5 hours in Sankirtan comes for prasadam. Be in big body. I eat so much. That's so much. And a child says, I eat so much. That so much is different for everybody. So, in the same way, past, present, and future is relative. Our past, present, and future, Prabhupada gives example, is different from Lord Brahma's past, present, and future. Similarly, an ant's past, present, and future is different from ours. And Prabhupada says that Krishna has no past, present, and future. Therefore, he is eternal. And when we change our body, we die, we change our body again, we have our past, present, and future. Of course, that means the materialistic people who take birth. And time is inconceivable for us. How inconceivable for us? I'll give a couple of examples. When Krishna performed his Rasa-lila with his beloved topmost devotees in Vrindavan, that was performed in one night. It was one earthly night. But Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that that one night was one night of Lord Brahma. And that night, one night was 4.32 billion human years. So 4.32 billion human years were included in that one night. How amazing that is. And when Lord Chaitanya, similarly, Lord Chaitanya ordered to bring out the Sankirtan, big Sankirtan party in Mayapur to protest caused by Kazi. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Sankirtan, although it looked like one night, actually it was not one night. It was many, many yugas were included in that one night. Many, many yugas passed. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that actually that Sankirtan is going on for eternity, still going on. If I go to Mayapur, I see the dust, things like that. I don't see it. But pure exalted devotees, they see the Sankirtan, they see the dham made of jewels. That is inconceivable. So Krishna does amazing things. And everything about Krishna is amazing. And the deities here, we are very fortunate. Deities are everywhere, all over the world, thanks to our dearmost Srila Prabhupada. And they are not just the marble or metal. If we pray to Krishna, please let me understand you, then Krishna reveals, Krishna reciprocates. Talking about time, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 34, Mrityu sarva sarvaharas chaham. I'm all devouring death. And Prabhupada says in lecture many times, atheists who don't want to believe in God, they will have to face God in the form of death. So everything is generated, remains for some time, produces byproducts and dwindles and dies. That is death. Kala also means mrityu. Kala means time here in this verse. So kala means both. And mrityu is a form of God, feature of God. And Prabhupada writes in the purport for today's verse, time is witness of all our actions, both good and bad. Thus, the results are fixed by the Supreme Lord. So the results are fixed by Supreme Lord based on our actions. Srila Prabhupada further says that Paramatma is our constant companion. And he knows everything, past, present, future. Whereas we don't know what will happen after a minute. Next minute what will happen, we don't know. But Krishna knows everything, past, present and future. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is one of my most favorite verses. I memorized it only to pass the Bhakti Shastri exam. That's why I know this verse. Upadrashta upadrashta numanta cha bharta bhokta maheswaraha paramatmeti chapyaukto dehismin purusa paraha. Upadrashta numanta cha. He is overseer. Anumanta, he is permitter. He permits based on our intention, desire. We desire based on our free will and he gives permission accordingly. And the translation is, yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, that who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as Super Soul. And similarly, Bhagavad Gita 15:15 is there. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. And right now, because I'm so nervous, I forgot the rest of the verse. Never mind. Because we are family members, devotees, so it's okay to be nervous and to reveal my weakness with devotees, that's fine. And Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Ishwara Parama Krishna Satsidananda Vigraha Anadiyadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, the Supreme Godhead, he has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. He is the prime cause of all causes. So, he is the prime cause of all causes. Why I am saying this? Anadi nidhanam, without beginning and end. And in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadev glorifies Lord Krishna. And Janmadasya yato nyad itaras sartheso avigya swarat. In that verse, Vyasadeva says Krishna is avigya, fully cognizant, swarat, fully independent. So, Krishna is, why I am saying this, fully independent, swarat? Queen Kunti says, Manne tvam kalam mishanam, I consider you to be eternal time and controller, supreme controller. So, Krishna is swarat, fully independent, and he controls. And he controls there in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam in text 1, canto 1, chapter 1. Srila Vyasadeva says, Muyanti yat surayaha, He even bewilders the demigods. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Muyanti Yat Sura Yaha, he even bewilders demigods. But nobody can bewilder him. About it, Prabhupada gives one example. Krishna is so smart. Some people, he gives an example. Some people, they are multimillionaire. They leave home. They want to go to Vrindavan. And they ask their son and son's wife, my dear family, please send me 200 rupees. I'm going to Vrindavan for God. And how about 2 crores, 2 millions of properties you have collected? That is all for you. So Krishna is smart, and Prabhupada says, okay, I'm also for you for 200. And next point, Queen Kunti says that Krishna is anadi nidhanam, I little bit touched based. That means without beginning and end. In Kartik month, especially, we sing Damodarashtakam. And in that Damodarashtakam, there is a line, Namo Deva Damodarananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhu Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. Here, Damodarananta Vishnu, Krishna is referred as Damodara Ananta. He is unlimited. So he is without beginning and end. Anadi Nidhanam. Queen Kunti is referring Krishna as Anadi Nidhanam. Unlimited. Similarly, we already recited a verse. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Anadi Adi Govinda, he is without beginning, without end. And I'm a little bit disorganized because it's difficult to manage the time and to assess the how much I'm going to talk. So I might be skipping. It may sound incoherent. Please forgive me. And next point, I'm touching on the point 3 from this verse. Kunti Maharani says, Krishna is all-pervasive one. Bivum. And we all know Krishna is all-pervasive. 2 learned professors were talking in a university. They were having conversation. And one professor said he was atheist. But he was very good professor. He was atheist. He says, Internet is God. Because Internet is all-pervasive these days. You can access Internet by cables, by Wi-Fi. If they are not there, you can access internet through satellite. So internet, and on top of that, many people use internet, but very few people respect God or believe in God. So I prove internet is God. And second professor says, okay, Internet is God, but internet requires infrastructure. You said satellite, cable, Wi-Fi, router, like that. It requires some sort of infrastructure. So without them, internet cannot run. And internet can be hacked. So, very briefly, God does not need infrastructure. And God cannot be hacked. God cannot be manipulated. God cannot be controlled. So I prove internet is not God. That's how they were talking. So some people say anything. Internet, of course, it is not all pervasive. It depends on so many things. In Brahma Samhita 5:35, Lord Brahma says Krishna is all pervasive. I will just read out the translation. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. in his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at once and the same time. So the point is, all the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms. That is the point. And that was the point I was trying to make. Fourth point is, Queen Kunti says, Lord equally distributes his mercy. Samam sarantam sarvatra. Samam means equal, sarantam distributing, sarvatra means everywhere. So Lord distributes his mercy everywhere. And in Bhagavad Gita 9:24, there is a verse, Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhutesu name dveso stina priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai te te suchapyaham. And Lord Krishna says here, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion, his friend is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Prabhupada gives one very wonderful analogy. Sunlight is there, but some people want to remain in darkness, close the windows, curtains, remain in darkness. What the sunlight can do? So sun cannot do, although sunlight is equally available to everybody. So this analogy, we can use it to understand Krishna is impartial. He does not discriminate. He is merciful to everybody. Samam charantam sarvatra. But some people, Krishna is with open arms, Radha Gokulananda is inviting everybody, and we don't want to come to him, we don't want to come to their lordship, then what Radha Gokulananda can do? That's all I would say on that point. And final point, the dissension between the living beings are due to social intercourse. Bhutanam yan mithah kali. Dissension, this is the word I didn't know before. The first time I heard this word in this text, Prabhupada's English is super excellent. He uses brilliant words. And the meaning is disagreement that leads to discord. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that we read today that everyone is suffering and enjoying the results of his own destiny, which is made by the living beings in course of social interaction. That's all I would like to say on this. And 5 minutes remaining. And if you please allow, I would like to read out the pastimes story, or whatever we may call. It is a book, His Holiness Bhakti Purusottam Swami Maharaj wrote. I'm not trying to advertise the book. Last year I was very fortunate to buy this book. It has part two and two parts. And Maharaj said, first read part one, then part two. And this is one of the most favorite pastimes I'm going to read out. And this shows how inconceivable is Krishna and his pastimes. He can make dream out of reality, and he can make reality out of dream. That is his capacity. Even Radharani is sometimes bewildered by his pastimes. Radharani, who is Madana Mohana Mohini, she attracts Krishna, who attracts entire creation, but she even attracts Krishna. And sometimes she is even bewildered. And the title of this passages, Radharani says the Gauranga form of Krishna. One night, Srimati Radharani and Krishna were sleeping in Nidhuban. Towards the last part of the night, Radharani had a wonderful dream. After remembering this surprising dream, Radharani woke up. Krishna and told him, I had a very wonderful dream. I saw a very nice river with a very beautiful bank, just like Yamuna. I saw on the bank of that river one very wonderful, golden complexioned young man singing and dancing to the rhythm of mridanga and kartals. He was exhibiting great ecstasy. Being absorbed in the eternal mood, he was crying, Hey Krishna, hey Radhe, where are you? Where have you gone? Radharani narrating the dream. And she continues, Sometimes he rolled on the ground and fell unconscious. He was distributing this mood to everyone in the universe freely, without considering who was eligible and who was not eligible. Radharani continued, Oh, my most dear, when I saw that golden Kishora form, I started to wonder, who is that golden complexioned youth? Is it me crying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna? That youthful golden-hued boy was crying out loudly, Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, where are you? Where have you gone? Was this you, my dear Krishna? Shri Krishna said, Oh my dear most Radhe, you have seen me at different times in my different forms. I have given you many opportunities to see my different forms, such as Narayana and Sesha Shai, Vishnu, and so on. I never before saw you surprised to see these different forms of mine. Now you look so bewildered at the sight of this golden form of a boy, but I cannot say who is this golden boy. Speaking like this, Lord Krishna began to smile. Srimati Radharani replied, Oh Lord of my heart, I'm sure that this golden form is no one else but you, because who else except you can infatuate me in this way? Krishna then showed Radharani his Kaustuva jewel. When Radharani looked into Kaustuva jewel, she saw everything she had seen in her dreams. Now we have about 5-6 lines. Radharani said, I have heard that Garga Muni told Nanda Baba that at some point in Kali Yuga, you will appear as the golden complexioned Gauranga. Garga Muni's words do not go in vain. So I'm sure during this Kali Yuga, you will appear with a golden collar as Gauranga, and my dream will come true. This golden complexion Kishora I saw in my dream is no one else but you. Upon hearing this, Shri Krishna agreed, Yes, your dream will come true. In this coming Kali Yuga, I'll accept your golden complexion and the sentiments of your inner heart and appear as Gauranga. I will accept your mood to personally relish your nectarian bhavas. At the same time, for the benefit of the people in general, I will preach Raga Marga Bhakti. People will develop love for me by chanting Hare Krishna, കൃഷ്ണ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാം ഹരേ രാം, രാം രാം ഹരേ ഹരേ. ത്രൂ ദിസ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് കൃഷ്ണസ് അപ്പിയറൻസ് ആസ് ഗൗരംഗ മഹാപ്രഭു വാസ് പ്രെഡിക്റ്റഡ്. താങ്ക് യു സോ മച്ച് ഫോർ അലൗമിങ് ടു സേ സംതിങ് ആൻഡ് ഐ വുഡ് ലൈക്ക് ടു humbly request you, I would appreciate if you offer your corrections, feedbacks for my purification improvement. Please. Thank you so much.